ask yourself, what do I need to take ownership of? What do I need to be accountable for? What do I need to be responsible for? What are you going to do about it? Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I am passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we're going to talk about how to ditch excuses, how to stay above the line. And so I had a conversation with my mastermind group yesterday that was a really powerful, meaningful conversation. And I want to give you a little insight into some of the things that we talked about. So there's a concept that I share with all of my students. And in fact, it's one of the points of culture in my coaching programs. And the concept is that we stay above the line. And so let's talk about first, what does above the line exactly mean? And so above the line is where we take ownership, accountability, and responsibility for our actions, our attitudes, and our words. Above the line, we use language like, I choose to, I prefer, I will, I can. I believe that we were created in the image of a God who spoke the very world into existence. And so therefore our words have power. So your words have the power to create or to destroy your experience, your life, other people experience around you. And so when we use language that is empowering, it creates life, it creates abundance. In contrast, below the line sounds like this. It's where we are blaming others, or our circumstances. We're making excuses for why we haven't done something yet, or why this isn't going to be helpful for us, right? It's denial. It's a sense of denial about what it really takes to make it happen. Or maybe we're lying to ourselves about the truth behind the patterns that we have created in our life. We have denial around it. Or a sense of entitlement. And entitlement sounds like, well, I've joined this program and it should be doing this thing for me. And we're putting it out there on someone else, like it's their responsibility, instead of us taking ownership and accountability and responsibility. When we're below the line, our language sounds like, I can't because, well, that's a great idea, but I can't because, or I can't, I have to do this other thing, or I must, like, I don't get to do what I really want to do or what I intend to do because I have to do this or I must do this. Or if only the economy were better, if only the political situation were different, if only my local area understood what I'm doing, and then it would all work out, right? If only. But below the lines, we are victims with reasons. We're victims with just reasons why it's not successful. Above the line, we are victors and we are getting results. And so what I want for all of you is that you are empowered, that you are victors who are getting results, instead of below the line where we're just defeated and we're victims with reasons why it's not working out. And so the exercise that I went through with my mastermind group, I want to share it with you today, because there was a lot of good feedback. People were like, how did you know this is exactly what I needed to hear this week? And I got to be honest with you, before I lead a group, a lot of times what I will do is I will just pray for guidance, and I'll say, you know, God, give me intuition, an intuitive thought or a decision. And then I just relax and wait for it to come. If I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be sharing about in my mastermind group this week, then I'll sit down and I'll be quiet and I'll ask that question. And something that came to mind, this intuition, was that we needed to talk about this concept of being above the line. So if you're listening to this today, I want to encourage you that this is maybe exactly what you need to hear. If there's things not working out exactly how you hoped that they would in your business, this may be part of the key. This may be the key to what unlocks your next level of success. All right. And so here are the questions that I asked in my group. And I want to encourage you to go through this with me and to journal about this. So think about this. Where in your life are you blaming others? Where in your life are you blaming your circumstances? Maybe you're even blaming yourself, like your own shortcomings, and saying, well, it's my fault. I'm not smart enough, or I'm not wired that way, or something like that, right? And I want to share with you, there's a difference between blaming yourself and taking ownership and accountability, right? When we're blaming ourselves, it sounds like we're being unkind to ourselves, or we're being hard on ourselves instead of, it's like we're a victim to our own shortcomings. Does that make sense? In contrast to that is that taking ownership and saying, well, I can take accountability and responsibility and to change. Even though I'm not naturally good at math, I can take responsibility to figure out what needs to happen next in my finances. Do you see the difference there? All right, the next piece is excuses. So what are the excuses that you use for not doing what you intend to do? And I want to share a few examples, because as I go through exercises with my mastermind group, I participate in those. So I want to share with you some things that I wrote down as we were going through this exercise. Some of the excuses that I will find myself thinking or saying out loud: I'm tired, I'm too busy, or I don't have enough time, right? Does that sound familiar to you? When I write about blame, I wrote things like, my kids need me. I'm not focused on things that I have committed to do in my business. If I've blocked time to do something and then there's an interruption from my kids or my husband needs my attention, right? Or I will find myself making excuses or blaming the economy, right? Well, the economy sort of tanked, right? I mean, it more than tanked. And the real estate market in our area changed. And so that's why we haven't been able to do certain things, right? So this is what blame and excuses sound like. The next piece is denial. What are you in denial about? And what are you lying to yourself about? What are the stories that you're telling yourself that do not serve you? What are you avoiding? What are you in denial about that, like, oh, that actually needs to get done if I'm going to reach my goals or I'm going to make this happen? You may be in denial about the level of standards that you need to set for yourself in your business in order to make the goals happen. Like, you just have an unrealistic idea of what it actually takes. We're in denial. Or maybe there are patterns, habits that you are perpetuating that are not serving you, but you're telling yourself it's not that big of a deal. Hitting snooze 3 times is not that big of a deal, right? Skipping my morning rituals. Maybe we're in denial about that. So think about what are the patterns that are not serving you that you are just continuing to perpetuate, and you're in denial about that. Write those down. And then where do you have a sense of entitlement? Like, it's someone else's job, or it should be happening for you. Maybe you have a team and you're like, well, my team should be doing these things. They should know by now. But the reality is, maybe you haven't put together a system that they can follow to do it how it needs to be done. Maybe you haven't been holding them accountable. Maybe you think sales or growing your leads should just be happening because you posted something online, right? Oh, it should just be happening for me. And so that's a sense of entitlement, and it's kind of disillusionment, isn't it? So it's like thinking about, well, where has someone else dropped the ball and it's negatively affecting me, instead of saying, what do I need to take a responsibility for? Right? When I had an ad agency, we had 30 team members, and one of our points of culture was, we never say that's not my job, right? We all have a culture of above the line. We take ownership, accountability, and responsibility. But if we notice that something needs to be done and somebody is juggling a lot, we give them grace and we say, hey, let me jump in and help with that. Or let me make sure we are ready for that meeting. Just because it's not my job doesn't mean that we as a team are going to show up unprepared. And so think about, where do you have a sense of entitlement? Where are you thinking to yourself, well, if only they would do what they need to do, then I could be successful. And so then I want you to look at what you wrote, and I want you to ask yourself, look at each of those things that you wrote down and ask yourself, what do I need to take ownership of? What do I need to be accountable for? What do I need to be responsible for? And then what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because we know that if we continue in a pattern of blame, excuses, and denial with ourselves, or having a sense of entitlement, that does not serve us. It does not serve you to be blaming others or to make excuses, and the thing is still not getting done. And for some of us, this is a deep-rooted pattern, because maybe we were raised by someone who was always blaming others, or maybe always had excuses for why they didn't do the thing or they didn't show up, right? And so we are going to be the ones who break the pattern. And maybe you have a lifetime of experience with making excuses, and you've said, you know what? Now is my time. And you've set powerful goals for yourself, and you want to make big things happen in your life, in your business, for your family, for yourself, for the future. And so excuses are not going to cut it anymore. We've got to let go of the excuses. In fact, we've got to stomp them out. We've got to ditch those excuses, and we've got to decide what we are going to do differently. You know, the first three letters of the words ownership, accountability, and responsibility spells OR. And when we are behaving and speaking and have an attitude that is above the line, it is like we are picking up our OR and propelling ourselves through the water, because we're all in this boat, and you know, God's given us the water and the breeze, and there's an OR there, and all we have to do is pick it up and propel ourselves forward. And that's our responsibility, because he's made all the right things in the world for us to be able to move towards our goals. But we've got to use an OR to propel ourselves forward. And that OR is ownership, accountability, and responsibility. And you know, the first letters below the line in those words, blame, excuses, denial, and a sense of entitlement, those spell a word too, don't they? Beds. And so when we are below the line, you know, we're just rolling around in our excuses and blaming other people and with a sense of entitlement. It's like we're laying on our beds waiting for the thing to happen for us, and sad, and because it hasn't happened yet, right? And so it's time to get out of your beds. It's time to pick up your OR and to propel yourself forward towards the future that you want, towards the future that God has for you. Right? And it is not laying in your beds. It's time to get up and do something different. And so my challenge to you this week is that I want you to take some time to journal, to do this exercise, to say, where in your life are you blaming others or your circumstances or your shortcomings? What are the excuses that you use for not doing what you intend to do? What are you in denial about? What are you lying to yourself about? What are you avoiding? What are those patterns that you are perpetuating that are not serving you? And where do you have a sense of entitlement? Like it's someone else's job, or it should be happening for me. And then look at what you wrote and ask yourself, what do I need to take ownership of, and what am I going to do about it? And I want to share with you a few of the answers that that I wrote when it comes to what do I need to take ownership of, and what am I going to do about it? You want to hear what that is? So for the first thing I wrote down was my sleep, that I need to take ownership of, because I use excuses. Remember, one of my excuses, I'm too tired. I'm tired. And so why am I tired? Well, sometimes after especially a really busy day, I will scroll on my on social media on my phone at night. And if you're listening to this, I know that some of you can relate. And that is a pattern that I'm in denial about. and that is not serving me, and it is costing me sleep, and it is costing me energy during the day. And so the thing that I can do about it is stop scrolling. If I make a rule, like stop scrolling, when I get into bed, I have FaceTime with my husband and I have FaceTime with my pillow and I do not go on Facebook. Okay. So putting away the phone when we crawl into bed. Another thing that I decided that I can take ownership of is full delegation. There are a few things that I'm still doing for myself in my business that I really don't want to do. It's actually things that I hate doing and that sucks my energy. And sometimes I try to protect other people from being uncomfortable. Do you do that in your household? I do the same thing with my kids or my husband. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this for them and instead of making them feel uncomfortable or have to do a hard thing. And so that is my way of trying to control other people's emotions. That's the truth of it, right? When I am trying to protect other people from hard things or from doing something that I really need them to do, but I'll do it myself so that I don't make them feel uncomfortable or sad or mad, right? I am trying to control their emotions. And so what I need to do to take ownership of that is I need to create systems for my team or my kids or my family members to do what I need them to do. And part of that is I need to write down what it is exactly that I'm going to ask them to do. What are the things that I hate doing, but that I keep doing because I'm trying to protect other people's emotions? And all the while, I have a couple team members that are like, hey, give me something else to do. I'm ready, right? But I'm like, oh, this is really hard. And so I need to stop trying to protect others from hard things. And I can take ownership of that. I can take ownership of that. And so if I feel too busy or I feel too tired, it's because I have not fully delegated the things that I need to. That's on me, right? And a couple of the other things that some of the mastermind groups members shared that I thought were particularly helpful and insightful, almost every single one of them, when I said, what do you need to take ownership of and what are you going to do about it? They mentioned something to do with their time also. So just like me, it's about time and energy. And so needing to take ownership of their time. And the way that they are learning to do that is something that we teach in Bold Confidence Blueprint. And we talk about it a lot in my mastermind group. And it is the practice of time blocking, planning the day, having focus time, you know, with God in the morning, getting their morning rituals in, and then having a plan for how they are going to spend their time throughout their day, focusing on the highest priorities, focusing on the things that are going to move the needle. And so what they're talking about is setting standards in place in their schedule and in their life that are going to allow them to reach their goals. But what they take ownership of is their calendar. They say, I'm going to put this on my calendar. So it's not just a good idea. It's not just a great idea. It is a must. And it's urgent and it's important. And I have to get started right away. And I am the only one who is going to make that happen. And if I keep letting my days fill up with busy things, some of them cited things like, well, I need to do these things in my business, but I also have dishes to do and there's laundry and there's all these little things that I could do that make me feel productive, which is what? That's a sense of denial, right? We stay in denial about being busy. We're like, well, I got so much done today, but did you get the thing done that actually moves you forward? It actually moves the needle in your business and makes an impact. And it's like, I was so busy this week and I made no money. If that's you, then there's something that needs to change, right? There's something that we're doing that we are in denial about. And we're like, wow, I'm busy, but I am not making the money that I'd like to be. What needs to change? What can I take ownership of? And what am I going to do about it? All right. Well, sisters, I hope you needed to hear this today too. I know I needed to talk about this week. So if something on today's show resonated with you, would you share this episode with a sister? Would you like us? Would you follow? And would you share your feedback with me or ask me a question? You can drop me a line at andreaengstrom.com. And while you're there, I want to invite you to reserve your spot in my next masterclass. There's a little button that says join the masterclass. I want you to click it and register. And in that masterclass, we are going to talk about how to get clarity, about what you really need to focus on in your life and in your business, how to have confidence to take the action, and how to make powerful connections so that you can ask for help and ask for what you need and get leads coming into your business at a high level. And so I want you to register for that masterclass. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, I want you to join my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies every week to help you gain clarity, confidence, and make powerful connections so you can build the business and the life that you love. So till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, encouraging you to take action on your dreams. You are the one who makes your dreams come true. So show up your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, and make it happen. Today.